the Audio Renaissance presentation of Robert Ludlum's The Paris Option. Written by Robert Ludlum and Gail Linz. Adapted for audio and produced by Tony Hutz. And read by Paul Michael.
On Sunday evening, the 4th of May, the first warm winds of spring gusted along Paris's streets and boulevards, calling out tourists and winter-weary residents alike. They thronged the sidewalks, filling the chairs at outdoor cafes, smiling, chatting. The celebrators on the bustling Rue de Vaugirard did not notice the large black van with darkened windows that left the busy street for the Boulevard Pasteur. The van rolled to a stop outside l'Institut Pasteur, cut its engine, and turned off its headlights. Its doors clicked open, and four figures emerged clothed in black, their faces hidden behind balaclavas. Carrying Uzi submachine guns and wearing backpacks, they slipped invisibly through the night onto the grounds. The sprawling Pasteur Institute was home to more than 2,500 scientists, technicians, students, and administrators, and many still labored into the night. Among them, Dr. Émile Chambord, who sat working alone at his computer keyboard in his large second-floor lab. At his side was a spiral-bound notebook, open to the page on which he was meticulously recording data. His fingers paused on the keyboard, which was connected to an odd-looking apparatus that appeared to have more in common with an octopus than with IBM or Compaq. Its nerve center was contained in a temperature-controlled glass tray, and through its sides one could see silver-blue gel packs immersed like translucent eggs in a jellied, foam-like substance.